This is Rabbi Chaim Bravender, Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 73, Ayin Gimel. Visit webyeshiva.org, sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva. Mizmor Ayin Gimel, 73, begins with the words Mizmor LaAsaf. Asaf is a name, and we are familiar with that name because it appeared in chapter 50. Mizmor LaAsaf. Asaf is one of the three Mishorim, one of the three musicians who lived at the time of David HaMelech, Asaf, Heman, V'Yedutun. And he was one of the Levi'im B'nai Gershon. So I imagine that the 11 Mizmorim attributed to Asaf in Tehillim were a group that he especially knew how to present. And they became known for him, for the presentation that he made of these various Mizmorim. However, there is no way to identify the content of the Mizmor with the name Asaf. That remains a mystery. The first part of the Mizmor is about, again, the relationship that I should have to the relative peace that the Rishaim seem to have. And so the first pasuk says, "Ach tov li Yisrael Elokim." Ach tov li Yisrael Elokim. God is good. God is concerned about Bnei Yisrael. Liparei levav. They are the ones who are pure of heart. That don't think about doing the wrong thing. As we know in Perek Kaf Dalet, we remember the pasuk Niki Chapayim Uvar Levav. Pure of heart, clean of hands. The people who don't think the wrong things and don't do the wrong things. So Tov Li Yisrael, Tov Livarei Levav. The second pasuk. Vani kimat natayu ragli ka'ayin shufchu ashurai kimat natuli ragli. Kimat natuli ragli, that I almost fell, or I almost faltered in thinking the way they think, the wicked ones, the Natayu Raglai. I fell, I stumbled from the straight path. Natayu Raglai, Ka'ayin Shufhu Ashurai. Shufhu means there was nothing missing that could prevent me. There was nothing there that could prevent me from falling over. Ki kineti baholalim, shalom rishaim ere kineti. I was jealous of the rishaim. I thought that they were living a good life, and that I wondered why I should not join with them. Ki neiti baholalim. Holalim, holalut, is a word that describes unreasonable kind of simcha. It's like when simcha, which is about an awareness, passes into holalut, which is a total lack of awareness. It's joy passing into being drugged. And being drugged, of course, is not acceptable. Kikineti b'holilim. I thought for a moment that maybe they knew something that I didn't know. That they were right about something. Shalom rishaim er'eh. Ki ein chatsubot limotam. Chatsubot are ropes. They live well. And they die pleasantly. Ein chatsubot limotam. They don't die in pain or sickness. Uvari ulam. And they look well. Bari is healthy looking. And ulam is their stomach. Like they have stomachs. They look well fed. They're happy with themselves. They're happy with themselves. Ba'amal enosh enemo ve'im adam lo yinugabu. Be'amal enosh enemo ein ba'amal enosh. It was the kind of work and labor that most people have to invest and do. They're not connected to that. Ve'im adam lo yinugau. And they generally don't get sick, or don't get sick as much, or not as affected by such things. Ve'im adam lo yinugau. They're not contagious. They don't give in to the contagion that bothers everybody else. Lachein anaka tmo gava yataf shit chamas lamo. Because they don't have any pain. They kind of, they have like a gava hangs on them. They look like they are haughty. Yataf shit chamas lamo, which means that their evil, their wickedness covers up their back. Yatof shit, their backsides are covered up with this idea of Hamas. Yatsa mechelev einemo. Einemo is their eyes. And because they're so fat, Yatsa mechelev einemo, their eyes kind of stick out in that way of fat people. Avru maskiyot levav. Avru maskiyot levav. Maybe this is a hard phrase, but somehow the heart becomes full also of fat, and therefore you notice it. You notice the fat in this person, and so the mizmor goes on to identify Rishaim and the good life that they lead. And the good life that they lead is not just that they have things, and that they are able to go where they want, or eat what they want, or do what they want. That's not only the good life, but that the good life is kind of embedded in them. They become paragons of that good life. And so when I look at them, I say, look, these guys are bad people. But look at how they look. And they look like they've beaten it. Like they've beaten the game somehow. Here they are, bad people. But not only do they live a good life, but they look like they live a good life. I mean, that's the argument of the Baal HaMizmor. He says, this is not secret. It's not that these are secretly bad people. These are openly bad people. These are people who have no reason to hide what they're doing, because it's in every physical part of their bodies. And then Pasuk Yud Aleph, he bemoans this situation. Va'amru, Echayada El, V'yesh De'a, Ba'el Yom, is it possible that God knows or concerned about what goes on in the world? No. It looks like God doesn't know. Doesn't know what's going on. Is it possible, Yesh De'aba El Yom? Is it possible that God allows the world to run in this way? I guess it means that God doesn't have De'a. He doesn't concern himself, so to speak, with what goes on in this world. Hine, Eile Risha'im, B'shalvei Olam, Hisku Chayil. After all, here we know, She'eile Risha'im. We know that these are bad people. And look at them. Look at the good life that they lead. B'shalvei Olam, Hisku Chayil. And they seem to be at peace and calm in the world. At his school chayim, they have strength and they have power, and that strength and power and peace and well-fed look all contributes to the wonder of the Baal Mizmor. Is God on top of it? Is this something that's happening in the world? So we know that this is not a new question. Yirmiyah Novi said, Madua derech rishon tzolecho, shalu kol bokrei bagen. I mean, he asked the question. There doesn't seem to be a fair distribution of goodness in this world. Whereas you see often that bad people seem to be leading very good lives. And the bad people leading these very good lives don't seem to be under the jurisdiction of heaven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of ignores them. Because if that were not the case, then they would not be ignored. They would not be ignored at all. But the Midrash, the Mizmor, does not end on this despondent note, but rather recovers, if you look at Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ad avol mikdash el. All of this was on my mind, about justice, about the world, about how I measure God's concern. Ad avol el mikdashay el. Avina la'acharita. Then I understood that this goodness, or this apparent goodness, is only short-lived. Avina le'acharita. I understood what will be. And I understood what will be their end. So that when I judge the world that I live in, and what it is that God is doing in that world in which I live, I have to naturally include the long view of things. I can't assume that what I see at the moment is the result of God's justice. So when I came to the Mikdash, and I was impressed, El Mikdashei El, I was impressed by the presence and the spirit of God. I understood that these wicked people were missing the encounter with God. And it was the encounter with God that made the world into a worthy place and made life into a worthwhile enterprise. That's Mikdashei El. Ach b'chalakot tashit lamo hipaltam lemasuot. The pasuk says, I understand that b'chalakot, that what God gives out, tashit lamo lahem, that it just seems that they're getting good. But he paltam limasuot. He paltam. It's not exactly what it seems to be. If you have the long view, you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in time taking care of the issue. Pasuk Yotet Echayu Lishama Cheraga Safu Tamu Min Balahot. He says, Ech ayu? How could this be? Leshama, heres, destruction, karaga. How is it possible? It is possible. That's what's going to be. Safu tamu min balahot. Safu, they come to an end. Balu, they just disappeared. Min balahut, balahut are the terrible events that will take place in the future. So that, again, it's a question of vision, of what you're able to see and what you're not able to see. In the first part of the Mizmor, the Baal HaMizmor says, look, I see fat people, healthy looking, they go to the gym, they work out, they protect themselves. They're not there when terrible things happen. It would seem that this is totally deviant from the plan. The plan should be that the good people get good and the bad people will suffer. But when you go to the Beit HaMikdash, when you go to a place which is infused with the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the presence of God, you don't only just feel differently, but you see everything differently. You see that the person who is not involved in that experience has no future, has no life. It's a kind of a Fata Morgana to think that if you eat lunch at a restaurant every day, you've got a good life. And if you fast on Mondays and Thursdays, that life is not worth living. That would be a kind of a limited vision of things. So the Baal HaMizmor says, when I got to the Mikdash, I understood it all differently. I understood that the measure of things is the quality of life. And the measure of the quality of life is the spiritual achievement in that life. And so that I look to the person who goes to the Beit HaMikdash, who looks for the experience of the confrontation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our times, who davens, stands before God, Dalif Nehmi Ata Omed. That person is the person who's being rewarded exceptionally in this world. That's the person that we have to look to, that we have to try to emulate. And the fat cats that we talked about in the beginning, well, what have they got, after all? And this is not just propaganda, I think. Because I understand that you could make this mistake. I understand that this is really something that people would think about. Let's look at the last pasuk in the chapter of Ani. As far as I'm concerned, Kirvat Elokim Litov, Misaper Kol Melachotecha. Kirvat Elokim Litov, sorry, I mixed it up. Shati Badonai Elohim Machsi Lisaper Kol Melachotecha. Kivat Elohim Lito. This is the theme. That Kivat Elohim, the attempt in life to bring yourself closer, to stand before God, to daven, to dalif neimisha tao made, all of that. Li Tov. Tov is the word that was used in the Torah to express divine satisfaction with creation. Li Tov. Now I understand. Now I know. Shati. Bashem Elokim Machsi. I place in God my protection. God will protect me. I am dependent only upon God. And that's a great thing. Lisaper kol melachotecha. Lisaper kol melachotecha. I accept it, as he said many times in the past, to tell the story of my awareness, of my epiphany, all the things that God does for me, and especially that God enables me, if I wish, to come close. So that the Mizmor discusses a philosophical matter. How could it be that my vision of the world, what I look, is against faith and against closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is that, well, you have to learn how to look. And you have to be able to judge carefully what you see. And you have to determine clearly where the goodness is, where the goodness lies, and where the future might be. And it's true that there are people who are not as they should be, who seem to be getting the benefit of Olam Hazeh, of this world. But in fact, we understand that this is a limited vision. And that what's really happening is that they're just in the wrong world. They're not concerned with the world that is generated by the Beit HaMikdash, by closeness, by the Kodesh Kadashim. Those things are the things that should really interest us. So that this is a philosophical or theological mizmor that explains to us that we have this challenge of seeing the world as it really is and seeing God's place in the world as that really is. And that challenge has to be accepted by all.